NBC Thursday, what do you know? All new holiday comedy.
Ho, ho, ho!
My name is Earl, Kath and Kim, The Office, 30 Rock. It's comedy night done right.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
And to all a good night!
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tanners, and El Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Happy Monday morning, everybody, and welcome back to Sitcom, All Ye Faithful, where today I am talking about the Season 3 episode of 30 Rock Christmas Special, Episode 6 of Season 3 to be exact. Airing December 11th, 2008, and my first thought when I saw that was, oh my God, this is already 15 years ago. And yes, once again, the one thing I notice is everything is pretty much the same, except there's no talk of social media, and the cell phones are these little tiny things. There's no smartphones. So those are the things that are, they're minor. They're major parts of the world today, but they're these minor little things that show the difference between 15 years ago and today. For the most part, nothing else like felt dated. This episode was excellent. This might have been one of my favorite things I've watched this year so far. And it's like I was thinking, God, I remember loving 30 Rock. I don't know if I watched it all the way through. I feel like I tried to. I wanted to. It went from what, 2006 to 2013, I think. It's a show that I said to my, and I don't even know if it's true, I thought, and I wrote in my notes, like, could it be a wildly, like, beloved show, but also underrated? I don't even know if that's possible. Like, I feel like maybe it just wasn't the most highly rated show. Is that, when I'm saying underrated, I'm not even talking about the ratings, but I think that's where I'm getting the idea from. But this show was so good, and this episode was so good, and just little jokes that are plopped in here or there. I laughed out loud multiple times. Let me just give you the once over of what this episode is. So it is Christmas time, and all the writers are ready to leave. They realize if they stay till noon, they can go off. They can count it as a work week, and then boom, they're off for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, Liz shows up with all these letters to Santa that she got from this letters to Santa's program, and they can all get gifts for needy kids. They can fulfill the wish list of kids. And what was one of the writers? I forget his name. It's the guy who always wears the hats, Jonah something or other. Let me look up his name. Is it Jonah? Judah Freelander. I liked in this episode, he's wearing a Foley artist hat, and he's wearing a Mick Foley Cactus Jack wrestling t-shirt. That was really for just me and the other wrestling nerds out there. But anyway, everyone's about to go on break. Liz gives them all this thing to have a little charity. And we find out later that she is not having Christmas with her family for the first time because her parents are going on some 70s love retreat. And they realize, you're 38 now, Liz. We thought you'd have a family of your own by now. So to make up for it, she's buying a bunch of gifts for these kids on this list. But at the same time, Jack calls from Florida and he says, I'm really excited. I spent time with my mother. It was awful, but I'm off to go have a great vacation. And he accidentally backs over his mother. So now he's back in New York and the mother's living with him, staying with him. She needed a new hip. He goes, it's a titanium hip. She's like the Terminator. She's more powerful. She's more powerful than ever. Just whatever you feel about Alec Baldwin, like in the real world, I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes he's annoying. Sometimes I like him. There's the whole awful controversy with it, with the whole shooting at that movie thing that, like, obviously someone's life was lost, but there's part of me that also feels bad for him because I don't think he had anything to do with it, but maybe he's part of the production, so it did. I don't know. I'm not gonna stay out of that one that completely. Whatever you think about him in any way, he as Jack Donaghy is amazing. I mean, I remember one time he said he was having, as the character, he said he's going to have dinner with like the Secretary of State and Jack, the guy, I can't even think of his name, but the guy from the character from 24. But he was going to have dinner with the fake character. Just little things. There's so many little lines in this episode, little jokes that's what I love. Shows like this, or like Veep, shows that don't rely on the laugh track and the pausing and the joke and the waiting and the joke, where it's just you can pepper these little jokes here and there. But he tells Liz, you know, I don't want to be there. I'm an awful son. She goes, you're a good son. He goes, am I? I waited 8 minutes. 8 minutes after I hit her to call 911. He goes, I don't know why. I don't know why I did that, but she makes me feel this. She makes me do this. So he comes to them. They're all about to leave for Christmas break, and he says, hey, everyone, we're throwing a live Christmas Eve special. And everyone needs to, you know, I know it's hard at work and we can't be with our families or our mothers. He's doing this whole thing just to stay away from his mother. But hey, they're going to get overtime. Yes, it all sucks, but they're getting paid like double, triple, quadruple overtime or something. So while they're getting ready to do that, Liz is going to hand deliver these gifts. And she says she's going up to like, it was like, wherever it was like, you know, upper wherever, and Lawrence Taylor Boulevard. And Tracy Morgan is like, no, you're not going up there alone. You're not going up. We're going to come with you. But then he looks at his bodyguard. He goes, you listen, Grizz, you're there to protect me, not Liz Lemon. So they go up to this house. They open the door. These two grown men look at the gifts. And she goes, hi, I'm coming from Lettuce. They take the gifts. They close the door. So now Liz thinks she's being scammed. In fact, Tracy thinks she's being scammed. You know, they think you've been scammed, and she's all angry about it. You know, she makes this big, just makes this whole to do. She goes to the post office to complain, and there's this little joke where the woman's name is Irene, and part of the I on her name tag is scratched off just a little, like it's buffed out, and she, you know, Liz is like, I'm here to talk to you, Trinae. She goes, it's Irene. Like, it's just these little things where, in fact, there's little jokes that have these racist tinges to them, where She's at the store buying all the gifts for the kids. And she says, I'm going to get him these rapping Santas because it was a black Santa. And the Santa just started singing regularly. She goes, oh, well, that's a terrible assumption on my part. Like, just these little. And she says to Tracy's like, I'm not going to let you go up there. I don't care if it's Christmas or Kwanzaa. She goes, Kwanzaa. And he goes, he says, like, he just says gibberish, but it's almost like he's trying to like say asamak, I can't even say it, but he's like, to you, my sister, like he doesn't even miss a beat. That I rewound that like two or three times laughing out loud at that moment, like just the ridiculousness of it, so good. But she's complaining and she tells Kenneth it's a scam, and Kenneth's like, it's Christmas, it's a religious holiday, when has religion ever steered anyone wrong? This can't be. So later, he goes back with Liz and Tracy, and they open the door, and there are kids there. And she's like, oh, you're here? Did you get the gifts? You did? She goes, I got those. I want you to know that I got you the gifts. And the kid's like, wait, what about Santa? Daddy, this woman says there's no Santa. And the guys come up that took the gifts earlier. He's like, what is wrong with you? She goes, I didn't mean to say that. He goes, what? The kids need to know it comes from some needy white woman or something. It was very funny. She's like, okay, yep, you're right. That was wrong. So while that's going on, they're getting ready to do the Christmas special, and Jack has this one confrontation with his mother that he just yells at her. And he goes, what kind of a mother tells their son that John Kennedy was killed for talking in church? Like, just these little lines. And the mother was, like, complaining. She figured out that he waited 8 minutes because this watch, this nice watch, but it wasn't the watch she wanted. It stopped when it broke when she hit him with the car. And she checked his cell phone bill and saw there was an 8 minute discrepancy, but she actually held up a number that says 16 minus 8 is 8, and numbers, unlike children, never lie. And I thought that was great. But then there is like this moment of like redemption at the end. Jack is, you know, getting ready to do the special, and he goes to Liz. He goes, where's the Mrs. Claus? And she's like, oh, it didn't fit in with everything, so I cut it. He goes, we kind of have the Mrs. Claus. It's the Christmas tradition where Mrs. Claus comes in, tucks you in at night, make sure all the gifts are put like properly. It's a tradition. It's a Christmas tradition. And Liz is like, no, it isn't. I've never heard of anything like that. I think that's what your mother did to help you have a nice Christmas. And he's like, what? He goes, but she would always be with this, she'd, you know, be with this man she'd bring home, this gentleman, because she always talked about a Mr. Schwartz that he'd bring home. And she goes, who is this man? And he said, like, Arthur, you know, Oswald Schwartz. She goes, F-A-O Schwartz? Like the toy store? He goes, he did seem to own a few toy stores. She goes, I think your mother was putting out to get you gifts for Christmas. He goes, what? He goes, did you have gifts? He goes, so many gifts we couldn't even see the tree. And he realizes his mother actually did a lot of things for him after his father left. So later he says to his mother, he goes up to her, he goes, I love you, mother, and I don't want you to die. Just a weird way of saying it. I don't want you to die. She goes, I'm never going to. And I just, and then at the end, the two of them, there's a moment where it cuts from the special to just the two of them singing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Is that the Christmas song? Them singing together at the piano. But she's like, you're flat, Jack. Tracy, he didn't have much of his own story. He was just there to support Liz a few times in this episode. And then at the end, he goes, Liz, I heard that you were going to have Christmas alone, so I'd like you to spend it with my family. She's like, that's great. He goes, awesome. We'll be over at 2. And my kids don't like this food, but my dogs love it. It will eat anything. She's like, great. So that's what they're going to be spending Christmas together. And Jane Krakowski, Jenna Maroney, she had a few moments in this where she, you know, yells at Jack for overtime, for the fact that they're doing this. She goes, I'm spending time with my surrogate family. And if you want to tell the four gay men that they're not going to go see New Kids on the Block in concert, then, and he goes, you're contractually obligated. She goes, never mind. I never liked that band anyway. And she had that moment. And then when she went shopping with Liz, this was funny. She goes, come on, Liz, we got to go before I'm recognized. And she looks around in the store, like hoping like someone recognizes her. So I just thought that was quite funny. Now, I was just looking at the IMDb for this, and I thought 30 Rock, I love 30 Rock. And one of the things that I didn't realize at the time was that Donald Glover, I think, as far as for me, one of his first big breaks. I didn't say he got a start, because I remember he got a start. I first learned of him on this show, on this like web show, Derek Comedy. But one of his early things was working as a writer for 30 Rock. And he says executive story editor of his episode, Donald Glover. So I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. I think that's it. I like, it's a quick episode. Laugh out loud moments for me. Just great one-liners. The whole thing with the, you know, just Liz not realizing how racist she's coming across in certain things, but the great moments between Jack and his mother. But the highlight for me was the exchange between Liz and Tracy, which he said Quanto, and she's like, it's Kwanzaa. And he's like, zipping blipping, my sister. I forget exactly what he said, but it was friggin' funny. This episode is on Peacock. The whole series on Peacock. But I'm like, should I go back and watch this series? Because it was so great, and it's so quick. 20 minutes, you're over and done. So I suggest this is an episode you should go watch. This is two Peacocks in a row, because yesterday I watched Good Times on Peacock, and today I watched 30 Rock on Peacock. And Peacock is one of those streamers that, at the time, I wasn't planning on getting it. And then, yes, I admit it, I had the WWE Network, which was its own over-the-top digital, you know, streaming platform. Instead of doing pay-per-views, they said, instead of giving us, you know, $30 a month, give us $10 a month. Or $50 a month, but I was never a guy that got these pay-per-views a lot. So we'd do it like once a year and get together with other people and pitch some money in. Well, now they were getting $10 a month from us. But then at some point they signed this huge deal with Peacock to move all the streaming over there. And I was like, well, looks like I'm going to Peacock. But I'm glad, because there's a lot of good stuff on there. I just thought of a show that maybe I should watch that got canceled by NBC, but then Peacock gave it an extra season or two. I forget. A great little show that should have gotten more credit. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. I'm not going to mention it anymore, because I hadn't thought of that show until this exact moment, because it's one of the early things I watched on the Peacock. In fact, I did the free month of Peacock first for this show before WWE moved over. Huh? Well, what do you think of that? Anyway, this has nothing to do with Christmas or 30 Rock. I just wanted to mention that. And I think now I'm actually done. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in this episode that I may have missed. It was funny at the beginning, all the writers sitting around, and they say, we do Christmas charity. Last year we all pitched in and got one of the writers a bra. And the woman stands up, lifts her shirt up, like, wow, that's a great bra you got there. And I don't know. I don't know what else. Funny moments from everyone. Just a great all-around episode. I cannot recommend it enough. Am I just trying to kill time to reach close to 20 minutes? I don't know. You know what? This might just be a short episode, but I think it's still worth your while. Now, by the time you're listening to this, I'm either on my way or already at or already left jury duty, unless I'm sequestered. So I should probably get to bed. I mean, okay, full disclosure, I'm recording this on Sunday night, the very same day that I recorded the yesterday's episode, which I recorded earlier today. Now, I recorded yesterday's episode today and tomorrow's episode today. What do you think of that, huh? And yet, wait a minute, no. I recorded today's episode last night for you, but yesterday's episode I also recorded last night. I don't know what I'm talking about, but what I do realize is that I'm tired. and I need to get to bed because I got to get up early tomorrow to go to this friggin' jury duty. Because I don't, I work from home. I've been working remotely for years, you know, since the old pandemic thing. I haven't gone back. They're like, you want to keep working from home? I was like, yeah, that sounds good to me. But now I got to get up early to go do my civic duty and sit on a jury. I've done that already. Imagine if I'm like, I get sequestered. I'm like, but I need my computer and my recorder and I need a Wi-Fi because I need to continue doing my podcast because, damn it, nothing. No, snow, sleet, hell, high water, not even the judicial system is going to stop me from bringing another episode of Sitcom Are You Faithful to you tomorrow. But that's another day. That's another day, my friends. So listen, that's it. I'm done. My dog is now staring at me. She wants to go out. I'm going to take her out and we're going to bed. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Threads and Mastodon.social at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is fansnotexperts.com. And on Blue Sky now with Mikey-C. Now listen, every episode of Sitcom All You Faithful, you might be even listening to it right now. We're on YouTube. Okay, we've had a YouTube channel for years, but I'm really, now I figured out that I can publish these episodes automatically to YouTube. So you're going to see a lot more YouTube video there. And if you're here on YouTube now, you'll continue to see all new episodes from fansnotexperts.com showing up on this YouTube channel. So thank you for finding us there. And that's it. Do you have anything you want to say, little beagle? No? Nothing? She just smelled the recorder when I put it near her. Look at her. She's staring at me, judging me. Oh, okay. We need to go out now. Not that I speak beagle. I'm not the, what is it, son of Sam, the guy who talks to his dog? No. When my dog talks, she just yells at me. Right? Yes. Yes, I'm rambling. It happens. Every episode? Maybe not every episode, but most episodes, sure. Fine, let's go out. I need to finish. Can you do it? You want to finish? Ready? Say it. Nothing? Okay. Thank you, my friends, for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Yeah, it's time to go to bed. So until tomorrow, my friends, and I hope you will be here, because you know I will be, unless, of course, I'm sequestered. You know what? I'll be here no matter what. Damn it. Until tomorrow, my friends, here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans, not experts.